Welcome back. It is Thursday, August 28th. And Jenks, I'm really trying to stay focused and like look at these baseball lines, but it's really hard. When we have all these college football games popping off, like we have a relatively big slate tonight. Like I didn't realize that there was like more than two games tonight because obviously my Wolfpack are playing against ECU, 14-point favorites. Don't know how that's going to go. But even tomorrow on a Friday, like we have some big ones, Auburn and Baylor, Georgia Tech, Colorado. And then, of course, going into the weekend, I don't know if your skin is just like tingling yet, but we get Texas and Ohio State. And we have some other big ones. Like here locally, they're trying to pump us out for Tennessee and Syracuse. And I'm like, all right.
Oh, wow.
So I'm probably not going to watch that one. Do you feel nervous yet? Like it feels like we've been waiting for so long. And we have been talking about Texas message boards. We have been talking about off-season practices. We have been talking about the rumor mill surrounding Arch Manning in the next couple of years at Texas. What are the nerves feeling like right now on a Thursday?
Yeah, I'm starting to get nervous because obviously I'm going to have a huge impact on the game. You know, how I it's like, talking like we, like, okay, I'm not going to be there. But, I mean, I got my gear coming in today. The lovely Catherine ordered some stuff for Saturday because we're going to be sitting outside. It's going to be gorgeous. Sitting outside in nice fall weather, watching football, it's hard to get better than that. But, yeah, I'm getting nervous. I mean, normally, first game of the year, you get a patsy. Right? You're like, let's see how the team looks. We'll cruise to a 20-30 point win, and then we'll ease into the schedule. And here it's like, guess what? You're going to the Shoe. So it's exciting, but also a little nerve-wracking. Like, there's no easing into it. Like, it's coming. But, yeah, I'm getting nervous. I think we're going to win. I really believe it. But also, like I was saying earlier, it's still Ohio State. So could we lose? Yes. Absolutely. So I am very nervous, and I'm going to be a wreck during the game. So I'm trying to enjoy my week because I'll be pacing and going crazy with every play. But that's part of the fun.
As a bettor, like I'm scrolling and it like never ends. I think this many options is almost paralyzing.
Yeah.
I feel like you almost just have to pick a couple games and be like, listen, I'm going to dig deep on this game and try to find something I like, as opposed to like looking down the entire slate because – you know, we've been in baseball mode for quite some time. Even like before that, it was like basketball mode where there's only like a certain amount of teams in the NBA. So now it's back to like scrolling through and be like, who's going to be making me a bunch of money today? So I think a good place to start is like look for line movement, because I will say on some of these smaller games, if you see significant line movement on like, I don't know, like a Kennesaw State game, there's probably something going on. And I do think football as opposed to baseball, I definitely pay attention to line movement more. Maybe that makes me a square, but Jenks, since baseball is a daily sport, I just feel like the line movement, I don't know, it doesn't mean as much to me.
No, I'm the same way. Where, I mean, you see it in baseball. I think sometimes you just see pure value plays in baseball because there's so many games, and so someone or a sharp bet, or maybe it's the public, say, hey, this is good plus money on this team, and it's not necessarily because there's a matchup or something going on that would necessitate the movement. Because baseball, we see, I mean, there'll be nights, it happened a couple nights ago, where it was just the dogs had it. A ton of money line dogs won. And so because of that, sometimes it's just pure value. That's not necessarily the case when it comes to college football. And also, when you're talking about these games, like there's injury reports that leak out, or maybe how someone looked in practice, or, you know, the line will go back and forth. The movement, like even Texas and Ohio State, like that number keeps vacillating sort of between anywhere between like 3 and 1.5. And it's been moving for weeks because this line's been on the board. Same thing for some of these games, where when you have a week between games as opposed to 24 hours, then naturally there's just going to be a lot of yin and yang, and you have to decide if it means something or not.
Yeah, and it's especially tough this time of year for college football because they've been talking about this on local radio, how they have not released depth charts. And even some of these teams have not announced starting quarterbacks. They're using it as a competitive advantage, and I get it, but as a bettor, it's not like the best feeling. You're like, wait, I don't know who's going to play.
Are you actually going to bet on football today?
Today, no. Because, like, Jenks, the only bet that I would make would be taking ECU plus 14. No. Like, that's the thing. Like, I know better because I've watched NC State play ECU, and they always play us closely, no matter what the year is, no matter how good our quarterback is. So I understand these people. Because, like, you've heard, like, the season previews. How many years have people come on here and been like, NC State's the dark horse team to win the ACC? Do they win the ACC? No. They're very mid. And, in fact, last year, what did they win? 6 games? So, like, I'm tired of people, like, being like, NC State's the team to trust this year. I'll believe it when I see it. So, no, I'm not laying 14 with NC State. All right, so let's switch it a little bit. I know I'm being super negative.
No, I said that last year. I was the one who was like, I like NC State. And, well, it didn't work out for me.
You weren't alone.
I know. There were a lot of people. Yeah, a lot of people liked NC State last year, and I was one of them. Sorry.
Yeah, those people do not go to NC State and know the lore between like NC State and the hype is never worth it. All right, so, Jenks, I did find a couple games that I like today. It is a smaller slate because it is a Thursday. But listen, if you're doing a baseball parlay, head over to BetMGM and swing big on your next MLB parlay. Use this parlay boost token to score a bigger payout if your baseball parlay hits, only at BetMGM. All right, let's start off the top here with the 1:05 Eastern game, Red Sox and Orioles. I was waiting for this line to come out, and I was wondering what we were going to get because right now, Garrett Crochet, I know everybody talks about how good Tarik Skubal has been, but the odds are shortening for Garrett Crochet to win the Cy Young in the American League. Right now, he's even money, very close to what we see for Tarik Skubal, who I think is -120. Crochet, 14-5 this year with a 2.38 ERA. Also, what Aroldis Chapman has been doing out of the bullpen for the Red Sox has been incredible this year. So the Red Sox are -190. And I know it sounds steep, but I feel like this is a big mismatch. Cade Povich is going for the Orioles today. He's 2-7 with a 5.13 ERA. I know the Orioles have been winning a couple games as of late, but Jenks, I really like the Red Sox today. I think I'm going to take them on the run line.
I absolutely am taking the Red Sox on the run line. This is one of my favorite bets on the card. I think I'm going to go with the big card today. Why not? What have I got to lose except more games this week?
Money.
But yeah, except more money. But I love this play. And I wish, of course, we wish we could get it on the money line. I'm not going to play that. But yeah, Red Sox on the run line, you can maybe find it at plus money at BetMGM. It's -105. But man, Cade Povich has been really bad in Baltimore. He's 1-4, 6.22 ERA. And you talk about Aroldis Chapman. I mean, he's been unbelievable, completely untouchable. And then bullpen-wise for the O's, they have the third-worst ERA in the American League. Also, Boston has won 6 of 7. The Orioles have lost 6 of 7, I think. So, yeah, Boston, run line, definitely in the card.
Yeah, and that's actually a team that needs to be winning games right now. Not that anybody like ever says, well, you don't need to win games. But the AL East has suddenly gotten a lot tighter. Like, the Blue Jays have a 4-game lead over the Red Sox. So, obviously, the Red Sox could catch the Blue Jays for the title in the American League East. The Yankees are 4.5 games back. So, that's going to be a tight race down the stretch. And the Red Sox, like you said, have been winning games lately. So, I'm going to be on the Red Sox today. All right, let me try to guess some of your other plays.
Okay.
I'm going to go with this one. I bet you're going to do Cubs-Giants under. I know it's 7. If I'm thinking correctly, if we could find an 8 or a 7.5 for a decent number, man, I bet you go there. But, Jenks, is this on the card for you?
It's about to be. I mean, I did handicap it yesterday, and I was hoping to get 7 and a hook. Right now, it's sitting at 7. But it's juiced to the over, though. So, -120 to the over. So, we can definitely find 7.5 and go under. But I don't know how you don't. Like, Shota versus Logan Webb. Don't we always bet on Logan Webb when he's pitching out in San Francisco? Feels like the right side. When he's out by the base, 6-3, an ERA of 2.77. Shota has allowed 2 runs or less in 3 of his last 4. 4 of those games, all 4 of those games, a total of 6 runs or fewer. So I know the Cubs are a really good hitting team, but the Giants, when playing at home this season, the third best under team in baseball, I think you just talked me into it. Yeah, I'm going to go under 7 and a hook. I'm going to look for a 7.5 and find it, and I'm going to do it. What about you?
Okay, let me try to sell you on this. Because tell me if you like the full game. First 5, you can find under 4 for -155.
Oh, let's do that. Done. That's all you had to say.
Mm.
Right there.
That, or you could do first seven, because sometimes I do first seven if I think the starter can go more than five. Because first seven is under 5.5, and that's -125. So if you don't like laying -155, sometimes that is an option. So let's take a little look-see into Logan Webb and see if we can make a case here. He's gone more than 5 in each of the last 3 starts. He even went 7 against Tampa Bay. But I will say this, the Cubs are a good offense on paper.
Yeah.
I think some of this, it will be a little bit more difficult just because San Francisco is such a pitcher-friendly park that I think that maybe cancels it out a bit. But you're right, Logan Webb at home, even so over the last few years, like it's not even just this season, it's the last few seasons. And people forget, Logan Webb was once a Cy Young candidate. He has been one of the most consistent pitchers in all of baseball, ERA under 3 at home. So I think any way you slice it, you find a way to play an under. First 5, under 4, -155.
Yeah.
First 7, under 5.5 for -125. Or, you know, you just play the full game, but just know you will have to ride it out with the bullpen arms.
You should see the juice on this card. That sounds something like I shouldn't say. But
see an HR.
You should see the juice on this card. All right, sir. How about you move away from me? I'm whatever. You know, I do. Don't do what I'm doing, which is when you're having a subpar week, do not chase. I am chasing. I'm just going to look for some dubs today. I don't care. I'm going to have some fun. It's college football season, so I'm adding that to the card. It wasn't on the card, but now it is. Cubs, Giants, first 5, under 5, or under 4, -155. Yes. Yes, I'm on it.
Okay, so now I feel like I don't know you as well as I thought, because I thought for sure that would be one of your plays. So what else is making the card for you?
Well, here's what I'm going to do. I got to search around, and it's going to be around minus... Oh, it's right there on the edge. I like the Brewers again. I get to Diamondbacks. I'm trying to find a decent money line price. It's at -167. I might just do it. But here's the thing. You've got Jose Quintana going up against a guy I've never heard of. Nabil Crispat. Have you ever heard of this pitcher for Arizona? I have not.
I think he's a bullpen guy.
He's a journeyman. He's been around. Yeah, he's a bullpen guy. So he's probably not going to go long, and Arizona has a terrible bullpen. So this is his second stint with Arizona. I learned all of this yesterday. So he's kind of bounced around the majors, and he's been good in 2 starts. But look, you've got a Milwaukee team coming off, you know, a loss yesterday, a 3-2 loss. So I like this as a bounce-back spot. Also, they're 45-23 at home. Jose Quintana has allowed 2 runs or less in 5 of his last 6. So I think I'm going to play the Brewers today. I like the Brewers on the run line. That's how you should probably play this. I might play them on the money line, but I'm definitely on Milwaukee today.
I wonder if we could just play the Brewers like every game of the season from here on out.
Yeah.
Like, listen, we're just going to talk about college football and add the Brewers to the card every single time.
Right?
I bet we would
end
up winning. Right? And I understand
win,
the juice today is really high, but most days you get a pretty good price on the Brewers. So I feel like it's not a bad strategy. Like, we should track that for the rest of the season.
I mean, they've been awesome. And also, they've been undervalued for most of the season. You can talk me into anything today. But they have been undervalued. Like, what was it, just a week or so ago, we were getting the Brewers at plus money. And now the lines are finally coming around. I mean, I know they're facing Arizona. But finally, it's like, oh, yeah, this is the best team in baseball. But when you don't have a marquee name attached to that record, like Yankees, Dodgers, or whatever, you end up not having to pay a premium. And sometimes that's, you know, that's something that works to your advantage.
Yeah. I don't understand how you're having a big card today. Like, I'm looking at these games, I'm like, what is standing out to him? Like, the Rockies and the Astros. Like, obviously, it should be the Astros. But need I remind you that the Rockies have been winning some games?
No.
And, like, the other day, Hunter Brown was pitching, like, a Cy Young candidate for the Astros. The Astros were, like, -330, and the Rockies won. So, like, the Rockies are... They're kryptonite for me right now. We're not playing them. The Pirates have been winning games. So, I don't know, Jenks. Like, I will say this. Like, your Marlins-Braves pick yesterday that we deliberated back. Of course, that was an easy win on the over.
Of course.
What else? Like, I'm really befuddled on what else you made on the card today. Like, what else are you playing? I'm really interested.
Braves-Phillies over 9. It's set at 9.5.
Okay.
I'm going to play it down to 9. Cal Quantrill and Aaron Nola. Like, Cal Quantrill... has not been good. And Aaron Nola has been really bad. Like, obviously, he's got good stuff, but we haven't seen it. He's been terrible. 21 earned runs over his last 17 innings. And Philly's back at home. So, you know, that's when their bats heat up. They just don't hit on the road. But when they get back to Philly, they hit. So I'm going over 9 there.
Yeah, Aaron Nola has been hurt. So I think this is his first start back. We'll see what happens. Yeah. But the Phillies just got embarrassed by the Mets. All right, coming up next, we got more of the Daily Tip after the break.